Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I do want to know that. I want to know, what would your life be like if you knew you could not fail? I would love to know that. Y'all listening to the show, fabulous listeners. I'm Dr. Pat. This is Dr. Pat Show. Sometimes I don't even say that. And I'm reminded like I should like say that because it's just good radio, somebody told me. But I'm a little bit more relaxed than most radio people because I'm not really a radio people. I'm somebody with a passion. I got a purpose. I got a passion, right? But thank goodness for Mr. Benny, because for 15 years, he has been like, okay, Pat, you really should say that. Benny, how are you?
What's up, Pat?
How you doing?
I'm awesome as usual.
Yes. Actually, do you know I looked up the definition of the word awesome?
Face was not there then.
Okay.
My face was there then. Okay. Just making sure.
Everybody get ready for today's show. Benny, I got a sad thing happening on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
But thank goodness for May McCarthy and getting this little book in my hand just in time.
Perfect.
So here's my sad thing. Linda, who has been visiting with me, my best friend since 1972, pretty much 72, 73, my best friend, is going back to New Jersey. I'm very sad. I know.
No!
Right. I'm sad.
I might be more sad.
It's very sad. It's sad. It's like, okay, sad. So one of the things I realized after reading May's book is that sometimes, especially in a scenario like this, where leaving on a jet plane, right? You know, you can get on a plane and go from East Coast Seattle to Newark Airport for $318 round trip. And I thought to myself, what is it that I'm sad about? And then I read the book. And throughout the show, I want to tell you what I discovered in reading the book. The Gratitude Formula, 7-Step Success System to Create a Life That You Love. Here's what I want to say about this book, but also about what May has created. Not only do I believe that she has a blueprint for the life we love, but I think that this is a blueprint to manifest just about anything in your life. Now, she may not say that, but I want to say that what I've discovered about gratitude is something I never thought in a million years I could discover. How absolutely important it is that it takes you beyond a place of peace, but it can wipe out a resentment in a minute or less. It could totally detox your mind from whatever it is you think you're worried about. Today's show for me is one of the most important aspects of what we are facing this year. As this is to be, according to every astrologer that I've ever talked to so far, a mega year. And thank you for doing that. For those of you out there, today's show is about the gratitude formula. And just so you know, my guest, author, joining me here today, May McCarthy, and I'm going to give you lots of information. You're going to hear about, like, okay, uber successful person, author, speaker, university lecturer. Oh my God, she is like, so I couldn't even do that one. That one I couldn't do. Angel investor, host of Abundance Inc. on Unity Radio. Sir, look, business, philanthropy, arts, you name it. But what has she learned that she has decided to share with the public? Because, you know, when you're this successful as she is, you don't necessarily have to write it down and share it. but there's a reason. May, great to have you.
Oh, Dr. Pat, I'm happy to be here.
I want to ask you this, May. You heard my little thing. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? But there's a question I want to ask you, and I think I've asked you this before, but I want to get an update on it. Look, I only touched upon what you've done in the world, right? But I want to ask you this. Given everything you've done, everything that you have gotten beyond, every book you've ever wrote, what have you, Mae McCarthy, discovered has been some of the greatest challenges you've faced to bring you to this very moment?
Oh, boy, that is a tough one. You couldn't make it easy on me, could you, Dr. Pat?
It gets easier after this, okay?
Well, let me tell you that it kind of depends. You know, if it's regarding my personal life or whether it's regarding my business life or even my spiritual growth, you know, there's different kinds of challenges in each area of my life. But I guess my biggest challenges have come when I didn't have a really solid foundation that I absolutely knew without a shadow of a doubt that I would get through whatever unexpectedly showed up. For instance, when I was early in business, it's common in the United States, unfortunately, that when a small company is doing well and capturing market share, that a larger company just decides to bring a lawsuit against you, even though you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Their intent is to slow you down and hopefully scare potential customers from buying from you. And fortunately for me, I prevailed in every one of those situations because we didn't do anything wrong. But the sad part for me is that early on in my career, because I didn't have a really strong sense of being grounded spiritually, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I was going to get through anything, I would go into a panic. And I was very immature in my spirituality, and I would get scared, and I'd worry about all the potential things that could happen. And I'd get myself to a point where I didn't eat well, I didn't sleep well, I'd lose a bunch of weight, I was a wreck. And then I finally got to the place where you have to go if you're traveling, you know, spiritually through life. And that is where you just surrender and you look towards something inside you that is more powerful, something in this universe that is creative and innovative. And you just say, show me. Truth reveal itself. Show me what's mine to do. I surrender. And when you do that, you will be guided and directed. So as I've matured spiritually, then no matter what happens, I might panic for a very, very short moment. And then I go back to my spiritual practice and confidence, knowing that all I have to do is focus on the good outcome that I want, and I will be guided and directed to take the necessary steps to make it so.
Look, you and I got to the same place. But I don't think we got it in the same way. And you're absolutely right about this. Somebody said to me, May, you know, I love when they start out, you people, that one, you people. You people pretty much are under the radar about your technology, what you're doing in broadcasting and blah, 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 in the network. Why? And I didn't have a good reason except to say, we're not ready to make a mega announcement. We won't be finished until 4th of July with our technology. But there was another reason, and I think you nailed it. You know, any time that I've come out, when we came out and launched Transformation Talk Radio, right, now we're being called the largest positive talk radio channel in the world. Honestly, I don't know if we are or not. But what happens is we start to take hits. You know what I mean? Hits. If I don't have a spiritual practice, every hit that comes to us, our team, and including our listeners, look, you can call me a lot of names, but you're not going to call our listeners anything, not to my face. But we have to have something to reverse it. Is that something gratitude, May?
Well, I think that gratitude, first of all, if you've read my book, and it sounds like you have, there are a number of studies. I mean, a tremendous amount of information out there that shows that gratitude, choosing to be grateful, ends up having a lot of mental, emotional, and physical benefits. It helps us to sleep better. It helps us to have overall improved well-being. What I've found, and I started to understand this a little bit when I created my first company as an adult, I started to use gratitude as a tool for success. My salespeople we had quotas for everybody, and we had projections to achieve a certain level of sales. And every time we'd reach it, we'd jump up and down and we'd celebrate and we were so happy. And I don't know what it was, Dr. Pat, but at 19 years old, I got this brilliant idea. Why don't we start celebrating achieving our goals before we actually achieve them? Maybe we could, have some things happen that would help us to achieve them faster. So I did this little experiment, and I'd start celebrating with all my salespeople that we were already achieving it, and it was like a little game, and they would concur and say, "Yes, we are. We've reached that goal," and we'd celebrate and jump up and down and be happy. And sure enough, more times than not, I mean, a significant amount more than not, we always achieved our goals. And it was so much fun to do it. It didn't feel like it was a struggle or labor. So I started using gratitude for the things that I wanted to experience in advance. And I somehow got opportunities that would show up on a pretty regular basis that would give me some sort of a possible step to take in order to achieve those goals. It's been really remarkable and a lot of fun.
And we're going to talk about this when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the gratitude formula. What is it about celebrating in advance? What is it about gratitude in advance? What is it about that we do? Even sometimes we don't know we do it, but what if we were to do it with so much? I did it when I was really, really sick with this mystery disease back in like 04 for a decade, pretty much. What did I do? Who did I thank in advance for my fitness, my wellness, my clean blood? Who did I do that? Does it work and how? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're kicking it up.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For those of you that are listening through our business channel, consciousbusiness.com as well. And yeah, we've got like some cool things planned for everybody. Really excited about it, especially our podcast network. For those of you, we have been doing podcasts for a long time, but not quite the way we're going to do it. One of the things we do, May, is we ask our listeners what they want. We say, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? How do you want it delivered? And then we do our best to build it. So I'm so grateful for all of our listeners. And by the way, even if I don't ask you, shoot us an email, or me, I get this one, info@thedrpatshow.com, THEDR. Pat, my name, P-A-T, show, SHOW.com. Shoot me an email because you all have absolutely done a fantastic job in shaping the network, the show, and what people want more of. I think for those of you out there, Mae McCarthy has done the same thing because this is not her first book. But, you know, along the way, she discovered what do people really need the most help with. May, before we get back to it, before we give a copy of the book away, how can people, again, find out more about you and your other books as well?
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. They can go to maymccarthy.com. That's maymccarthy.com. And for your listeners, they can download the first few chapters of each of my books for free. Sort of test drive them. There's also a ton of free information on my website, lots of events that I speak at, and lots of videos for free, lots of material that they can have, and hopefully help them to achieve more of what they want to experience in life.
I love it. Okay, we're going to talk about the 7-step success system. But you and I were talking during a break about your previous book, which, you know, we've talked about. But there's a reason for bringing this particular book and the system that you discovered to the forefront of transformation. What is it about this? What called you to do this? And how is it going to help folks take on the tough ones, so to speak?
Well, thanks for asking. I wrote the gratitude formula after I wrote my first book, which was a bestseller called The Path to Wealth. And people were contacting me. I travel all over the world speaking and teaching, and I had thousands of people that would contact me saying that they were able to tap into this spiritual intuition and achieve more of their goals. And I knew that would work because it's worked for me and it's worked for so many of my friends. If you keep your goals at the forefront of your thoughts and you take on a partner in this wonderful divine intelligence of the universe that's an ultimate advisor, you can't help but achieve your goals. But what they were telling me is that although they were able to achieve many of their goals, there were a few of their goals that they chose to give up on. They didn't believe it was possible. They didn't see how in the world they would be led and guided to take steps to achieve those goals. In fact, they said they weren't getting any intuitive messages to take steps. And so they figured those goals were probably just not right for them and they'd give up. And I told them not to. I said, look, success is a system. It's not a secret reserved for only a few people. Many, many, many people have already proved how powerful they are in using systems for success. I mean, think about when you learn to read, you'd sound out each letter and then put it together in a word and then a sentence and a paragraph and struggle to see how in the world it fit into a story. And now, because you used repetition every single day to practice, and you saw people who had already become proficient at reading, you knew it was possible. You were able to learn how to read. And in fact, you can probably skim an entire page and get the same understanding. But you weren't proficient the very first time you tried to read. And you weren't a master at riding a bike the first time. You had to practice every day. You had to see other people show you that it was possible. And you kept practicing and practicing. And now years can go by without riding a bike. And you could still get on and balance on two wheels. And the same thing with driving. Oh my gosh. You had to practice every single day. And now you can probably drive home from work and not remember large parts of your drive home. Through repetition and what I call making what you want familiar and welcome, seeing other people, reading their stories, meeting them, seeing that they have achieved what you want to achieve makes it familiar and welcome to you. And when you combine this kind of success system in achieving larger goals, things you've never experienced before that are different than anything you've experienced or larger than anything you've experienced, when you use that same kind of success system, you're able to achieve those goals as well.
Mm. You know, I love the idea, first of all, there's a system. It's like a blueprint. And we now know that our minds, you know, the mind loves the idea of telling me what came first and what came second. You know, I was watching a movie over the weekend, Free Solo. I was watching this movie about this rock climber who did something that many people thought was not achievable, really. And, free solo El Capitan. But, you know, the thing that I was struck by wasn't until sort of later in the movie towards the end, where he had literally memorized or had embedded in his mind the system of that he would use to do this. Every move he made, whether it was to put one finger over the other, he had written it down. You know, he didn't leave a whole lot to chance, right? He said this is, and much practice doing it time and time again, but I was so struck by the method of how he did this. And that's really very much what you've done. And yet we don't do it when it comes to gratitude. So let's talk about gratitude, because we don't. We just think gratitude's going to like pop up, boom, there it is. And if it doesn't, so what? Let's talk about the first part of the system.
Well, the first part of the system is to use a daily practice so that you keep your goals at the forefront of your thoughts. You want to write them down, read them out loud, imagine being in the completed goal. So you want to spend about 20, 25 minutes every single morning making sure that you program your brain for success before the rest of the world gets to program what's supposed to be important to you. Our brains will look for evidence of whatever we put into it first thing in the morning. So if we start programming it with the things that are important to us, like a physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, healthy body that moves through life in a pain-free way, or harmonious relationships, or success at work, Whatever your completed goal is, with gratitude, as though you've already achieved it, spend time every morning writing those statements down, speaking them out loud, and imagine being in it. That's the first step. The second step is that you have to create powerful goal statements. And what I mean by that is, instead of describing what you want or what you don't want, describe it as though it's done. So let's say I had a friend that said she wanted to have a new job.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, let's think about that for a second. Do you really want a new job? If you had a new job, how would you feel? Where would you be? What would you be doing? How would you relate to your coworkers? And she said, well, if I had a new job, I would feel satisfied and fulfilled, using my skills and talents in valuable ways, and that I would be appreciated by my employer and all my coworkers, and that I would value and appreciate them as well. And I'd be paid a minimum of X number of dollars. I said, so you don't really want a new job. What you want is that you just described. So she said, oh, I see. Because if she has a goal that is, I want a new job, she's already reached the goal. She already is in a state of want. She will not get any intuitive directions to take steps because she is already wanting. Mm. But if she describes it as already done with gratitude, then intuition and her subconscious can then point her along a path to achieve those goals. So creating powerful goal statements is the second step. The other thing I want to caution people about is, often they'll talk about what they don't want, thinking that they're talking about what they do want. I know I knew a woman that used to say, I hope I'm not late for appointments. I don't want to make a bad impression. Mm. Now we think what Because we've gotten so conditioned to talking like that, what we know and understand is that she really does want to be on time and make a good impression.
Right.
But her subconscious will not hear, I don't want to make a bad impression. I don't want to be late. All her subconscious will do is make a picture in her mind's eye of being late and making a bad impression. And that's what's going to end up coming true. So using powerful goal statements, that's the second step. And then the third step is, choose goals that are right for you. So many people have a tendency that when other people ask them to do something, in an effort to please, they say yes. Mm-hmm. And then they build up all this resentment, and they feel taken advantage of, and they've got all this negative emotion. And when you're filled with negative emotions, you can't hear that still small voice of intuition that's trying to get your attention to take steps to achieve your goals. All you're going to be wrapped up in is that negative emotion. So be really careful and choose goals that are right for you. If somebody asks you to do something, you want to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, is it required of me? Because of my job, or because of my role in life as a parent or a spouse or, you know, a sibling, is it required of me? And if it is, then do it joyfully and easily. You know, declare that you're going to be able to complete it joyfully and easily. But if it's not required of you, then ask yourself the second question. Will I have any fun doing this? And is it really the best use of my talents? And if the answer is yes, great, do it and proclaim joy and ease the whole time that you're doing it. But if it's not going to be very much fun and it's not required of you and you'd like to say no, then the third question is, how can I say no with a kindness and respect, the same way that I would want to receive the answer no? Wow. And can you think of any alternative to help the person that you're talking to get the assistance that they need without you getting involved?
I love this. You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by in listening to you talk about this, and we'll talk about this when we come back and then we'll give away copies of the book, is the thing that I have found for myself to be something that I really had to focus on and learn how to master. Not quite there yet. And that's believe to achieve. what is it about a law of the universe, whatever y'all want to call it, that is so impersonal that it wants to provide you with that thing, no matter how you say it, no matter how you hold it. But when it comes to believing, what can we learn today from Mae McCarthy? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Yes, thank you for that song, Mr. Mick. Yep, that's one. That's right up there, like in my top 20 on my iPod, just to remember a few things for. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the gratitude formula, and Mae McCarthy is going through and taking us through the seven-step success system. We're going to talk about this in a minute. One of the things I'd like to do, Benny, is let's give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll give away our first copy of the book. And Mae, for you, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. And then I can't wait to hear the rest of the steps here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. They can go to maemccarthy.com and get lots of free information that will help them on their path to create the life that they love.
Okay, I love the idea that you've outlined steps, a method, a system, because I think if we understand this, implementation is going to be a key. So I think we covered 1, 2, and 3. Tell us about the other steps.
Okay, so step 4 is to recognize that it's your brain's love for you that can sometimes put those intuitive messages on mute. And what I mean by that is that your brain remembers every time you tried, you had a goal in the past that you didn't achieve and how disappointed you were. And your brain loves you and it doesn't want you to be disappointed. So if you have a goal that's bigger than anything that you've ever thought possible and you really don't believe it's possible, then in an effort to protect you, your brain is going to put those intuitive messages on mute in trying to make sure that you give up on that goal so you can't be hurt. The other thing it will do is try and make you feel like a fraud. Because remember, in the daily practice every single day, you're writing down that already achieved goal and outcome with gratitude. And so your brain will sometimes try and make you feel like you're a fraud so that you'll give up on that goal and your brain can keep you safe. And what I want people to know is that that's normal. All we have to do is shift your beliefs to make you believe that it's possible, not how you're going to achieve the goal, but that it's at least possible. And let me give you a quick example.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is a scientist for a cancer research firm. She took a workshop from me and decided she wanted to sing part-time and get paid for it. So she's writing down every single day her achieved goals with gratitude, reading it out loud, and imagining seeing herself on stage performing. And after about 2 months, she said she was going to give up on the goal because she hadn't gotten any intuitive messages and she felt kind of fraudulent. And I asked her some questions about her past. I said, well, first of all, can you sing? And so she sang for me and I got goosebumps. Dr. Pat, she has a beautiful voice. And so I asked her if she had ever considered being a professional singer. And she said, oh, yeah. I told my parents when I was in school that I wanted to do that. And they told me I was foolish. They said it was silly. It was a silly idea. And what I needed to do was have a sensible degree and get a sensible job and plan for my future sensibly. So her belief was singing for money is foolish. Singing for a hobby is just fine. So I pointed that out to her and I said, here's what's going on in your brain. You've got a neural pathway that's associated with a very strong belief in the foolishness of singing for money. And what we have to do is strengthen a different neural pathway that has a different belief in that it's okay to sing for money. So here's how we do that. Keep up with your daily practice, writing, reading, and imagining, and go out and meet some people that are getting paid to sing. I want you to meet as many as you possibly can. Go see them, read their stories, meet them in person. So she did. And one day she was at a fundraiser at a beautiful mansion, and she had to be there because she's a research scientist, and she noticed this trio over in the corner playing. There was a musician, two musicians and a singer. And as she started to watch that singer really intently, she realized, I'm as good as she is. I could do that. Right then, her brain said, okay, you believe it's possible, and took those intuitive messages off mute. She got all sorts of directions to take steps, and she found herself at another event, and from across the room, this guy walks, weaves through the crowd, comes up to her, sticks out his hand, they have a short conversation, and he mentions that he had been asked by his community to put an event on at the community center, and he had a budget for entertainment. Well, her gut is yelling at her, tell him you're a singer, tell him you're a singer. And she blurts that out. And he said, great, come audition. She got her first paying part. And now I'm happy to report she is singing part-time and getting paid for it and having a ball while she's still a research scientist and loving that work as well. Anyone can do this.
Well, I want to kind of like also go back to something else I said at the beginning of the show. Someone said to me a long time ago, and I think I read it in one of Catherine Ponder's books many, many years ago when I was looking at who am I spiritually. I pretty much read everything that I could get my hands on. But one of the things that I got was some kind of book, and I can't remember the name of it, that talked about two things. And it was this gratitude. And it was kind of like a weird statement. Gratitude and fear cannot exist. Cannot coexist. And I thought, I don't believe that. I got to try that. And what I found was gratitude and most what we now call lower vibration energies cannot coexist in our same level of consciousness, right? They may have a bigger part, but it will overshadow most things. Give me your sense of that, if you don't mind.
Well, I agree. And a lot of people think that gratitude is tied to an emotion. And it's not, it's a choice. Like, I can be grateful that I have a brother and not particularly like him very much right this moment.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But I can be grateful. I can choose to be grateful that I have a brother. All right? And even an actor that I actually like, Will Arnett, he said that he's happy because he's grateful. He chooses to be grateful. And because he chose to be grateful, it allows him to be happy. So when we choose to be grateful and say statements that have gratitude tied within them, like I'm grateful or I'm thankful, what ends up happening is it tends to magnetize you and it tends to multiply whatever it is you're putting your attention on. I think even Oprah Winfrey said that when you're thankful for something, it tends to multiply. And if you focus on lack, you'll have more of that instead.
Yeah.
So being grateful starts by choosing to be grateful, and then the feelings will follow.
Okay. I know we've got lots to talk about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're also going to talk about energy and what energizes us. What is it that we could learn from this process, this fabulous way that energizes us and leads us to the world of possibilities? My favorite all-time word, possibilities. Is everything possible when we are in gratitude? Yep, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to ask May to answer that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
What year is that from, Benny?
Oh,
that's old school.
I have no idea.
That is, like, you know where I was just then? On the boardwalk in Jersey at the Jersey Shore.
Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
Cabs ahead!
I gotta tell you, I'm the original situation.
You are the original situation.
I'm the original situation.
That's good.
He like stole my name. I like the original Jersey Shore boardwalk eating raw clam situation. Oh my God! Where am I going? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I bet y'all are situations yourself. I bet you could say, like, I am the original blah, 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 fill in the blank situation. But I got the Jersey Shore one. For those of you out there, the gratitude formula, 1-800-930-2819. Let's give a copy of this away. Mae McCarthy joining us here today. She is also the author of The Path to Wealth. Okay, Mae, look, I saved this to the end, but it's not the end. Actually, for me, it was the beginning. And that is the notion of living in possibility. And I wake up every day and in my meditation, and I've been beat up on this from time to time. I wake up and I spend no more than 3 seconds with this question. And I ask my connection to the divine, to spirit, to higher power, whatever you want to call it. I ask this, what is mine to do today? And it takes no more than a second to get the answer, and then I go do it. Yesterday, it was do the laundry and clean your house.
I like it.
Yeah. But it takes me to an answer, then you can ask again. So it opens up this possibility portal. That's what I call it, a possibility portal. How does that relate to what you've created in the system? And also the importance of a spiritual practice.
Well, I think that shifting your beliefs to possibility is key to achieving anything. If somebody has a goal, let's say that they want to make $1 million a year, but they've only ever made $30,000 a year, well, that's a huge, huge change. And I'm not saying that they can't achieve that. I really do believe that they can. However, they might not believe that it's possible. And what they need to do is go meet people, read their stories about people that have earned $1 million a year, and start to learn where they came from. What did they do? How did they prepare themselves to realize that? And even if that person doesn't know how they're going to have $1 million a year, could it be possible? Once they shift their belief to possibility, what they want to do is keep strengthening the belief, keep reading stories about other people achieving what they want, keep up with the daily practice of writing down their goals, reading them out loud, imagine being in the completed goal in their mind's eye, and don't force anything to happen. We live in such a instant gratification society, and when we have a thought about wanting something, we want it now. And step 5 in my success system is be patient. Wait until you get those messages, like you got the message to clean your house and do laundry.
Yeah.
Right? You waited till you received that. And so people need to be patient and not force something to happen. And then the step 6 is to be disciplined every single day.
Yes.
Start your day off with your daily spiritual practice, with programming your brain for success, with keeping your goals at the forefront of your thoughts. And then finally, step 7 is where we get the passion and the excitement. And that is to discover your purpose, the why that you're here to do what you do. And when you discover your purpose everything that you are going to choose to do from that moment forward is going to be looked at and compared to your purpose. And once you do that, life just gets easier. I think it was Wayne Dyer who said that when he used to chase after money, you know, in his profession, he never had enough. But once he started to live his life on purpose, to give of himself and everything that he received, money just started pouring in and he started having a ball in his life. It was so much fun to do what he did because he knew why he was here to do it.
You know, I had to look, I've had different points in time in my life where I think I've been brought to my knees. One of them was, of course, my mom's death when I was six. Homeless, being homeless was another one. But nothing really quite brought me to my knees than losing any sense of control over my body, meaning having a mystery disease and having to trust on something other than myself. Combination of intuition, divine guidance, and having angels show up in my life. And I wanted to ask you, gratitude, I think more than pretty much anything else, is directly related to a belief in something other than who you are. How important is that in what you've discovered along the way?
Well, I look around this world and what we have discovered about nature and science and our universe. I mean, we're discovering new stuff every day. And there seems to be a creativity and innovation and a divine design that even we don't fully understand yet. I mean, think about this. Every single person that ever was, is, and will be in the future has unique fingerprints and unique DNA. I mean, that's just so amazing to me that we all are trying to figure out why. And for me, when I see this incredible divine intelligence and this energy that has a system, nature has a system, science has a system, life seems to have a system. And when I look at this for as much as I can understand it in my state, I have to believe there's something deep within me that just believes that there's something greater than us that has designed these systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's easy to know that there is a source, a source of intelligence, a source of creativity, a source of intelligent design. For me, I think my personal belief is that source can be useful when we do some things like use our words, thoughts, and emotions and our beliefs in alignment with what we would like to achieve that harms no one and is a blessing for all.
Wow. Beautifully said. Thank you so much, May, for today. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for the reminder. One last question. How can we find out more about this? And what is your personal message for today?
Well, you can go to maymccarthy.com. Lots of free information there. Information about my books and videos and all sorts of stuff that's available. And then my final piece of information is to remember that success is a system. It's not a secret reserved for only a few, and that each and every person has already proved how they've used systems for success in achieving what they want. And this is no different. It's just taking it up a notch.
That's what I like to do. Take it up a notch. May McCarthy, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, Benny at the helm. We're going to take a short break. Lots more coming up on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll see you in a little bit.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.